I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. Bibby Coyne set out on an entrepreneurial adventure when she applied for Winston-Salem's small business competition earlier this year. When Coyne and her family moved back to Winston-Salem 2 years ago, the graphic designer and marketing consultant was surprised by the lack of local art stores. As the city of arts and innovation, with a thriving arts district and numerous academic art programs, Coyne saw an opportunity to address a need. Her concept for a mobile arts supply store in the Triad won the small business competition, and as a result, her business, Studio Supplies, has taken off. It's taken off on wheels, in fact. Bibby recently purchased a bus to house her business, a goal she's had since applying for the competition. She'll fill it with art supplies to travel around the city serving local artists. Bibby spoke to me about the nuance and inspiration of an artist's tools. Get on the bus that takes me to you.
It's a really big moment for students, I think, when you're buying your tools to enter your field. It's something you need to experience in reality. It's not a virtual experience. You need to see and feel and touch these things. You want to get to know them. You're being introduced to something that will be a part of your life for the rest of your life. It's just not the same online.
Just thinking about colors they might need, I'm guessing, you know, you're going to supply paints as well and pastels and things like that.
Yes.
I mean, you want to see the color you need. Think about buying anything online and you get it and it's a different color.
The simplest of colors, white, for example, right? Go online. We know white has infinite varieties of white, and there's texture involved too, and tooth to paper and things like this. But online, you see a little square and it says, this product is white. It's in type. You don't see it, and you can't compare off-white to white to natural white to ivory to buff. You know, white goes crazy. There's bluish whites, there's yellow whites, you know, and that's just white. And I think there's this moment that you're probably familiar with as an artist. You go into the art supply store not quite knowing what you need. You know you're starting a project, maybe. You want to, maybe you're thinking, I need paper, I need something to start with. But then you start looking and you're just kind of browsing, and you're not just browsing product. You're waiting for this inspiration. They're trying to envision what it is you're going to make. And then you see some pastels and you're like, oh, this color looks really great. I think this is what I need. Or then you look through a couple of things, you rub some pencils, test them out just to see how they feel or how they blend. And it starts to form there when you're just picking out the materials, because the materials become the extension of that flow from your concept, your imagination, onto paper or canvas or metal or whatever it's going to realize itself. But it's the medium.
Graphic designer, marketing consultant, and Studio Supplies owner Bibby Coyne. Next month, Studio Supplies and Hampton House Art and Framing will present a discussion for artists and collectors, preserving your pigments and protecting your art. The discussion will be held Saturday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hampton House Gallery in Winston-Salem. The discussion will review various media and how best to ensure and protect the value of your artwork over time. For more information, check out our website at WFDD.org, and once you're there, click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.